We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Gonna play some Halfwits here in a couple of minutes. So, I don't know when she started it, but at some point, Phoebe started sneezing real dumb. And
I'm sorry, what does that mean?
She basically, like, holds it in.
Oh, she stifles it.
Yeah, like, like that.
Yep. Mm, that's bad for you.
I know. And I've always told her that, and she's just like, it's how I sneeze. It's you know, get off me, it's how I sneeze. And then one of our neighbors recently went to the eye doctor and has some eye problems.
Oh, and it's because they stifle their sneeze.
That's right. Yeah, one of her best friend's moms. So I don't know if that's going to change anything. I don't even know if after, say, 10 years of doing that, you can change it, because now that probably is how she sneezes. But
right.
You got to let it rip. It feels good.
It's always just really made me crazy, because it just feels like that can't be good.
Yeah, let it out.
Mm-hmm.
That stuff scares me. Whenever you hear that stuff, that thing you do all the time, that's real bad for you. It's going to cost you down the road. Popping your knuckles. I've heard that one my whole life.
Oh, I pop my knuckles like 20 times a day.
I do too.
I'm looking at Judge right now. Spicy diet linked to dementia.
What?
Well,
here's another one.
Yeah, I'm done.
That's the end of me.
Yep. Too spicy.
Don't shower with your contacts in. You'll get eye worms.
We're dead.
Thinking about that all the time now.
A woman is caught leaving her kid in a hot car during a meeting with child services.
I saw that story. That's a bad parent. That person should not have a kid.
It was 86 degrees, all the windows were closed, and the kid was sweating profusely.
Yeah, as she was meeting with child services.
God.
I always just wonder with these people, would it be so hard to bring the child inside with you wherever you're going?
Why?
Like, was the child not allowed at the meeting or in the lobby?
Or leave the air conditioner on.
Right. I just don't understand.
If I run into the gas station and I have Grace, who's 16 and capable of taking care of herself, I just leave the car on.
Yeah.
Even if I'm gone for a minute, just leave the car on and let the air conditioner keep blowing.
A woman in a cat t-shirt tried to poison the next door neighbor's dog. Mm.
That's what cat people do.
Yeah, it is.
Well, all I heard was complaining about your guys' dogs earlier, so.
Yeah, well, because we're
probably
honest.
Doing a favor.
I don't know.
We're honest.
I opened it up with some quick cute leg licking, and Tony just went off.
Yeah. Yo, I have a lot of pent up anger.
There's nothing on the pro list.
Yeah.
You are not kidding.
I have a lot of pent up anger. It's true. She's the biggest mistake we ever made.
Oh my gosh.
Come on.
She's beautiful though.
I'm not the only one that thinks
very friendly to strangers.
She's very friendly. And she's pretty.
I get embarrassed of Moses because when I'm sitting in the gazebo, it's right next to the walking path, and his thing is he just goes nuts. Now, I know he's not the first dog to bark at people. I get that. But the way he does it would be like a 12-year-old boy taking his shirt off every time someone walked by and saying, like, well, you want to fight? You want a piece? It's so embarrassing.
Yeah.
Just like, dude, just
knock it off.
Yeah. At most, you're going to lick the back of their legs.
But he's big enough that he could probably scare somebody.
Yeah. He has a very, No, that's valuable. I try not to correct him because if you ever need that, he has a deeper bark than Augie. His hair stands up like he looks like a fool. I mean, he looks like he would eat your eyeball. No doubt about it.
Every time Tony says his dog is pretty, I picture a dog that looks like Jennifer Aniston.
She's even prettier.
I don't even have the energy to ring the bell.
Yeah. Shiny hair.
What? She's prettier than that. Mm.
Aunt Jemima is selling pancakes in a cup. So you add water, you stir it, you put it into the microwave, and you have a cup of pancake.
Oh, they do that with, like, a cup of cake, too. You can buy cake mix.
I'm not going to say I'm not going to try it.
I'll try it, but it's not a pancake.
Well, I'm not going to say it's not
a
pancake.
It's not a pancake.
Till I try it.
It's a cupcake.
Gordon Ramsay, who I hate, is trying to take over for Anthony Bourdain, who I loved, and it's fine. There's a hole in the market. He's trying to become the new travel guy, and now he's already taken crap in his first episode because he ate guinea pig.
Oh, that's awful.
Which he said was delicious.
I'd eat it.
Of course you would.
Dave has a pet guinea pig.
Who I love.
I'd eat it.
You'd eat my guinea pig.
I mean, if you let me, I wouldn't just take it from you.
Molly'd be like, wait.
Don't do it.
The other day, I swear.
Why?
That is horrible.
Yeah, the other day, I swear it switched to Dave.
Dave.
I think she's been trying to say it the whole time, but she has a speech impediment.
I got it. That could be.
I think that's what it is.
Dave.
Really
do. Molly's
somebody's got
left.
The show on in the house, and you're telling the story, and she's like, just beating her fists on the cage saying, I'm not saying wait, I'm saying Dave.
Yeah.
Why can't he understand?
The other day, wait. And then a clear as a bell Dave came out.
Dave.
And I turned around and looked at her and she's like,
It's been
5 years, dude.
That's what I've been saying all along.
No. In age, she's about the same age as my mom.
Oh, wow.
Oh, yeah.
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 They guinea pigs live about 3 years unless you're around Gordon Ramsay or Wiggins weird ass.
Yeah.
And she's going on 6.
Woof.
Yeah. I should have her move in with my mom. They could just knit.
What?
Go to the Argosy.
You wouldn't eat a guinea pig if you didn't know it.
No.
What the F does that mean?
Why do you keep pushing this on us?
Because Gordon Ramsay did it.
I don't think it's that weird.
Oh, so if Gordon Ramsay does it, then that means you got to do it.
If it's a delicacy somewhere
else. If Gordon Ramsay jumped off a bridge, would you jump off a bridge?
Maybe.
Would you eat a dog?
If Gordon Ramsay did it. I'm not that adventurous type that would go around and eat. But I don't think it's that weird when something is a normal meal in a different country.
Like if somewhere chickens are just nothing but pets.
Yeah.
And they think like that we're abhorrent.
Nobody freaks out when they say frog legs. Like, why isn't that weird and gross?
Because
like,
no one has it as a pet.
Yeah.
In general.
Absolutely they do.
Ugh.
I see people walking them on tiny leashes all the time.
Do you? Well, I must not have that in my neighborhood.
The frog park is right next to the guinea pig park in most areas.
I don't know where you live, Sue. You must live in some high cottons.
I gotta move.
There's a park down here. It's a tiny one, and then right next to it is a dog park. But in the regular little park, it says, children play here, no poop or pee. And then there's like a little dog emoji. Without the dog emoji, we just seem filthy. Like, don't pee in the grass.
Right.
Don't poop in the grass.
I've been to that park. I think they could take the dog emoji away and be just fine.
Yeah, it'd be fine. Yeah.
It's relevant to everyone.
I think it's relevant to most adults who go to that park, so... Mm-hmm.
All right.
Okay.
Dave!
You want to play?
Dave!
I'm telling you. It was her life's ambition. Anyone who walks in that room, she's in the cave.
If she's 105,
deep in the cave.
If she's 105 in guinea pig years and she finally broke through, then I'm proud of her.
Yeah. Everyone walks in the cave. I walk in, she is out, brother, and she's like up there and she's trying to tell me secrets about what happens when I'm not there.
Right.
No one can touch her. I could put her on my head.
And have. Most nights.
Wonder if there's a culture that eats spiders.
Probably.
I'm sure.
As much as you hate your dog, I hate Wiggins.
Nothing in the pro column.
I don't know if you see this, but there's nothing on the left side of this column.
I don't know where
I wrote,
but he's beautiful.
He might have set a record.
I wrote pretty, and then I marked it out.
Yeah. He might have
friendly to strangers.
If you were using the bell today, you might have set a record.
No. You know, I put the bell away because I realized it was just encouraging him.
Ah.
Yeah.
Well, today's his record setter and the bell's not here.
I know.
So that's true. Theory's been
every
busted.
Time you hit it, I get hungry.
See?
Bing.
He'd be at like 8 right now.
There's a show for him.
Yeah, it's not this one, but there is one for
it's
him.
It's clearly not this one.
No.
But there's a show for him.
Sure. He's in the right industry.
Yes. Yes.
He's just not in the right
room. Right. Yeah. No. He's like a guy that makes paper mache puppets that's at like, you know, the Grand Theater or something. It's like, I see what you're doing, but you're just in the wrong place.
I know.
Someone loves paper mache puppets.
I know you don't believe me. And I don't blame you because I wouldn't believe me either.
Yeah.
But he was not this person when he was my producer on Saturdays.
You got him the job.
I know. He was not, I swear.
What was he like? Tell me about
he was professional.
Tell me about pre-DGS Ryan Wiggins.
You know what he was? Quiet.
What?
Well, it's because his first day, we were like, just let it rip. And then he did the Wiggins Bar and Grill thing, and we all loved it. And it's just been, the floodgates have been opened. Wiggins.
I'm right here. I can hear what you guys are saying.
Oh, we're
He had the occasional anecdote that was well-timed and fit the topic.
Thank you.
When Jeff said, I have an idea, Ryan Wiggins, and I said, who the F is Ryan Wiggins? Right. And he said, he produces Tony's show, and I went to Tony, and he was like, dude, he's perfect for the DGS. He's smart.
I did.
He's funny.
I said all these things.
He's topical.
I did. I said them all.
He would never say something like, I wonder if there's a culture to eat spiders.
Out of nowhere.
Yeah.
For no reason.
Right. I doubt he'd want to eat your guinea pig. I'm like, I don't even know why you're saying this.
Look.
There's no way this will ever be relevant.
I know you don't believe me, and I don't blame you for not believing me. Different guy.
Does it make you question your judgment?
No, it makes me wonder what happened.
Like he got hit with gamma rays or something?
Like maybe.
Too many trips to the cheap Chinese massage parlor?
The brof is kicked
I think if
in.
I cut this break up, it could make me sound really good.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Welcome back. Going to do some halfwits as soon as Sue gets back from her other job over on the other station.
Mm-hmm.
What do you guys think?
Did your conditioner just turn on?
Does feel a little better.
Yeah,
something just happened.
This is silly.
It's silly.
When I do my recordings every day, I look in your studio and Annie and Katie are both like literally covered in shawls.
Yeah.
And it's
the same studio.
It's got to be 85 degrees in here.
Yeah. Yeah. And now it's boiling hot. Yeah.
It's literally hotter in here than it is outside.
Yeah. Agreed. And we don't touch the...
Well, it doesn't work.
Doesn't matter what the thermostat says.
We need to find the one that does work.
A thermostat works because the air.
But I'm not sure anyone's controlling it.
There's one thermostat somewhere that's controlling the whole building.
But why would it be on? Why would it be set at 60 degrees during the midday hours?
Because we don't have temperature changes like that in the office.
No.
Or the kitchen.
Right.
We need to find
it's
that
just
thermostat.
This room.
But
it
when
is.
I'm find right out. Next door recording at 1:30, it's normal.
The change is at about 2:30 in the afternoon. Most of Annie's show, it's freezing cold in here.
And I would
during
love it
your
freezing
show,
cold.
It's, yeah.
Me too.
I mean, it's sometimes so cold in here that even I put on a hoodie. And I am like you. I set my home thermostat at 62. I like it freezing cold. And... Yeah, and sometimes it's too cold for even me. But, and then in the afternoon, it just stops. And now it's 85.
How does the Biden lip kiss on his granddaughter hit you? To me, it makes me mad. That's his granddaughter, and she clearly kissed him back.
Yeah.
That there are some families that kiss, and there's some families that don't. My friend Jeff Carlisi, you know, the lead guitarist of 38 Special, I've never seen him that he didn't kiss me on the lips.
Yep.
Look, I know he's creepy, but it's his family.
Yeah.
And she was clearly fine with it.
Yeah.
I'm going to throw this out there. That was calculated. He did that on
purpose.
So that
people would complain?
Not so that people would complain. People would see it and go, oh, well, granddaughter. So it must be just normally what he does. All the other stuff, we can write it off.
That's his thing.
Maybe.
I mean, I still find it a little strange. If your family's like that, that's great. But I'm kind of with Ryan. I get that. I get that he's maybe proving a point because maybe even a little bit of a shadow passes over her face. Like, what? Okay. Not that they don't kiss on the lips, but, oh, I'm standing at this podium and this is happening now. Okay, cool.
I have family members that are the same way that always kiss everybody on the lips. Italian, old Italians, you know, what are you going to do about it? And I've seen certain friends. I remember, like, as a kid,
seeing certain friends of my parents that would always kiss on the lips when they would come over, and I'd be like, oh, gosh, I hope they don't try to kiss me on the lips. So when I see it, I can't help but have a, like a, ugh.
Yeah, me too.
Like have that kind of gross reaction. So, yeah, when I see even Joe Biden do that with his granddaughter, I just don't like that whole kissing on the lips thing for anybody. But that's a me thing, and I realize it's a me thing. I don't look at that and go, oh, my God, look at this monster kissing
like
his granddaughter.
Proof that he's abusing her or anything. It's just a little weird.
To me, it's weird.
So you ready?
It's not weird to everybody.
Halfwits? Yeah. Okay. In what century did Leonardo da Vinci paint the Mona Lisa?
Wiggins.
Yes.
The 15th century.
No.
Colombo.
Colombo.
The 16th century.
Yes. Correct. Mm-hmm. Which day marks the start of Lent?
Rachel.
Mm-hmm.
Ash Wednesday.
I have that question every week.
and I still almost forgot.
Which 1965 science fiction novel featured the houses of Carino, Harkonnen, and Atreides?
Say the beginning of that again, please.
Which 1965 science fiction novel featured those weird-sounding houses?
Yeah.
And the boof is on without a double boof.
Okay. Well, then, Columbo.
Yes.
Wiggins.
Wiggins is
I'll give you this
say,
hint.
Yes.
You'll definitely know the novel when you hear it. It's not, like, so obscure that...
I'm going to guess it's the one that that Blade Runner is based on, but I can't remember the name of the book, so it doesn't matter.
Battlestar Galactica.
Dune.
Ah,
yeah.
Okay.
Wouldn't have known it.
1965, wow.
All right.
Mark on Facebook wants us to check to see if our thermostat is set on a program. We just don't know where to check that.
Tell Mark to come down here.
Mark, I understand you're trying to help. We've done everything you can do. We've tried every setting. We've checked the programs, auto, on, off, daytime settings, nighttime settings, all of it. It's there's something wrong with it.
Does anyone have any sort of a app on their phone that can take the temperature in here?
No, I always wish I had that.
I have a laser thermometer at home that I always want to bring in and just shoot the wall and see what it is so
yes.
I can just prove it. But I always forget to bring it. And there used to be a little... There was a thermometer.
Oh, yeah, it was like Denise's thermometer.
There was like a Eiffel Tower thermometer right here forever, and somebody took it. Somebody just took it.
I think it was it belonged to Denise, yeah.
Well, she stole her own property.
The nerve.
That was communal property at this point.
Yeah, right?
Schaefer. Mork and Mindy.
Yeah.
Was a spinoff of what TV show?
Wiggins.
Columbo.
Wiggins.
Happy Days.
Correct. I believe what happened there was the producer had a young son who said, you know what would be cool is if you had a space alien on the show?
Really?
And that's how it happened.
Happy Days had a lot of spinoffs too, didn't it?
Oh, yeah. Vernon Shirley.
Joni Loves Chachi.
Yeah. Yeah. How many ghosts appear to Scrooge?
Rachel. Three.
No. Columbo. Four.
Yes, four.
You're forgetting.
Oh, dang it. I forgot about his business partner.
Yeah. Jacob Marley.
Freaking
that's
Jacob
a trick Marley. Question.
What musical tells the story of a group of young artists struggling
Rachel.
To survive?
Rent.
Yes.
Group of young cats. Cats.
Who played the role of TV's A.C. Slater?
Columbo.
Yes.
Mario Lopez.
Was that your era?
Yes.
Oh, yeah. Saved by the Bell was everything. Everything.
Wow.
That's Who did not you hyperbole.
Your crush on?
Kelly Kapowski. Everybody had
yeah,
that.
Yeah, nobody liked Jesse. Sorry,
yeah.
Jesse.
Which one was Kelly?
The pretty one.
The one.
What is her name?
It's not Shannon Doherty.
Why can't I think of her name?
I'll Google
go
it.
In and look
it's,
at it.
It's very obvious.
Not the one that was in Showgirls.
No, that's okay. Jesse Spano.
Tiffany Thiessen.
Tiffany Amber Thiessen. Yes.
Thiessen.
Well, we'll just call her Tiffany.
Yep.
What is July's birthstone?
Rachel. Ruby.
Boo.
What?
Is that your birthday?
Set up for
yeah,
Rachel.
It's her birthday.
Is that your birthday month?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, well.
Yeah, I think that Taliban gave her one of those.
Yeah.
There was a 1 in 12 chance or something.
Yeah, but Taliban writes these questions.
He doesn't write them.
He comes up.
He gathers them.
The single portion takeout named bento originated from what country?
Wiggins.
Rachel.
Japan.
Correct. And you're back to zero.
Oh.
All right.
About whose sister is John Lennon's song, Dear Prudence?
Ooh.
I've talked about this in the show.
Yeah, I know. I know this too.
Rachel, George's sister.
No.
She was the one who wants more money from him. George Harrison's sister.
Mm-hmm. Nobody?
I don't want to guess. I'm back to zero.
Go ahead.
Mia Farrow.
Yeah.
It's when they were with the Maharishi.
Yeah, yeah.
And her sister went into a deep trance. Yeah. And the Maharishi said to, I think it was George and John, get her out of it. And they wrote Dear Prudence. That was her name. And that's where it comes from.
Have you ever heard the story about Sexy Sadie being about the Maharishi?
This is not how you do
this isn't Beatles trivia.
Oh, it's just Beatles.
It's not just one-up time because you didn't get that one.
During what decade did the twist become the dance craze?
Columbo.
Sue. Sue.
Yeah.
60s.
Correct. When standing in sunlight, what vitamin does your body...
Rachel.
Columbo.
D.
I'm just a split second behind the ladies these days.
How long is a fortnight?
Rachel. Weekends.
Rachel.
2 weeks.
Mm-hmm. How do pythons give birth?
Wiggins. Eggs.
Correct. Who is the only U.S. president to serve two non-consecutive terms?
Columbo. Wiggins.
Yeah, you got it.
Grover Alexander.
Grover. It's not a guy.
It's a Muppet.
Grover Cleveland. Alexander, the baseball player.
Wiggins?
It goes away.
Teddy Roosevelt.
It was Grover Cleveland.
Grover Cleveland.
I thought it was Teddy as well.
Yeah.
Who was
American? I got him and the baseball player screwed up.
He didn't get reelected is what happened.
I got him and the baseball player messed up.
Who is America's first billionaire?
Wiggins.
Columbo.
Rockefeller.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Close to the lead.
Yale.
Which is colder, the North or South Pole?
Wiggins.
50-50.
I'll say
North Pole.
And you're wrong.
Columbo,
no!
South Pole.
South.
Which U.S. president lived in Monticello?
Rachel.
Sue.
Jefferson.
Yes.
Thomas Jefferson.
Mm-hmm.
There's no other Jefferson.
Sue has 10, Rachel has 60, Wiggins has 20. Tony out to a big lead at 80. Quick break, right back with more Halfwits.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
I know lately we've been giving Wiggins a lot of crap, but it just got real.
Uh-oh.
Yeah.
What happened?
Do you want me to tell them or do you want to tell them?
What happened, you guys?
I don't know. I don't know what it is.
Oh, boy. Now he's going to play this game.
You just don't know you're a white supremacist?
Oh, boy. Oh, God.
What did I do?
Oh, geez.
Ryan. Please play a couple of bits when we come back. Look at the sign he sent me.
Whoa, the white power symbol?
Oh, yeah, the okay symbol is not okay anymore.
I don't know if I'm comfortable finishing the show.
I guess it's okay if you're racist.
What is it, the okay, because your other finger is making a W and that
that's
means
right.
White? Okay.
That's right.
I apologize to you and everyone.
Normally the emoji is yellow and this is white as snow. So,
that is not true.
Gosh.
That is not true.
Yeah.
I don't even know how I did that.
Because
They give them special phones.
Oh, I see.
Yeah.
Would you be more comfortable if I sent you one of a different race? Like an okay that was a different race?
Look, then you're appropriating.
I can't be a part of this conversation, okay?
Don't appropriate.
Battle of the Halfwits. Everyone has 50. Who cares? Okay.
Oh, I was winning.
Yay.
I was doing really well.
Fine. We'll play it straight.
No.
Whatever.
See if anyone cares.
Whatever you do.
The term lupine refers to which animal?
Sue.
Yes.
Wolf?
Very good.
Wow. Mm-hmm.
And just like that, you are tied with Rage because everything's worth 50. Whose painting entitled, and the double boof is on, whose painting entitled Impression Sunrise gave the name to the Impressionist movement?
Ooh.
Rachel. Monet.
Correct.
Boom.
That was a good one.
In the lead. I'm rounding it off to 100.
Mm-hmm.
What rock star caused a stir in 2007 when he said that he snorted his late father's remains?
I don't remember this at all.
I thought it was Nick Nolte. He's not a rock star at all.
His mugshot would have done it.
Yes.
Let's go with Keith Richards.
Yes.
Wow. Good guess.
He's a snorter.
Takes the lead.
Right?
Only of dead people.
Kind of remember that.
What was Paul Revere's profession?
Sue, we've done this before and I can't remember. Sue.
I think these are all questions that we've had before, but that's okay.
I think last time I said blacksmith and it turned out he was like an ironsmith or something. Like it's something close to that. Oh, what is your answer, says Dave?
Can I guess? Is she done? Or
yeah, I'm saying blacksmith and that's not right.
Is she right?
She's not, but I'm going to give her half of it because you're right. That's exactly what happened. He was a silversmith.
That's it.
You answered the last time. We went through this again.
Yes.
Taliban has hours in his day to get new questions.
Here's his response.
Yeah. Yeah, you guys all have an advantage.
And that's okay because we haven't played in a long time.
Yes.
And whatever, but we've definitely had every one of these questions before because I buzzed in on the Grover Alexander, Grover Cleveland. And I think last time I said Grover Cleveland Alexander was a baseball player. This time I said Grover Alexander instead of Grover Cleveland. I hate that question.
Good reason.
Even though I know it.
What age preceded the Iron Age?
Wiggins.
Yes.
Bronze?
Pudding. Sorry.
Pudding age. I would love that age, especially if they had butterscotch.
Yes, it was bronze. Congratulations.
Oh, thank you.
David Duke.
Oh, boy.
Grand Wizard Wiggins
yes,
over here.
You're doing okay.
Oh, geez. Now you're doing it.
I did it upside down.
Oh, okay.
Which stands for mom.
Ah. Oh.
What chess piece has a horse's head?
Rachel.
Yes.
The knight.
And?
Man, that was easy.
In the lead.
Yeah, you should have buzzed in if you knew the answer.
Yeah, because it was only for Rachel.
Yeah.
She's the only
Jeez,
one that could have buzzed in.
It was just too easy.
What slogan did Nancy Reagan create?
Columbo. Just say no.
Sorry.
No, that's
Suck
it.
Me.
That's from the pudding era.
That's all she era. Said around the White House. What TV show featured the fictional band The B Sharps?
Wiggins.
Yes.
Now I have to remember the TV show. B Sharps.
That's how the game works.
California Raisins.
Ah, the classic TV show.
Was that a television show?
I actually, when you said The B Sharps, I was thinking that movie with Tom Hanks, and I didn't know it anyway.
Oh, boy.
Go ahead and complain about how
other,
easy
he
the question I answered.
I hope his other white supremacist friends, he's probably hilarious at the Klan meetings.
Oh, man.
What was it?
He just leaves them in stitches.
Is it Josie and the Pussycats?
No, it's The Simpsons.
Oh.
The takeoff on the Beatles.
Oh, yeah.
What color are the white bills in a standard game of Monopoly?
Rachel.
Yes.
$1.
Yeah.
No, what color?
What color are the white
Wiggins.
Bills?
White.
I messed that up.
Yeah.
He's got me thinking white.
Yeah.
That's all I can think of.
What color was Paul Revere's white horse?
It was what color the $1 bills.
Yeah, they're white.
But you get it because you
she's still got
you
it.
You got it.
Yeah.
She's at 200 now. Everything is worth 100. Looking for more white questions.
Mm-hmm.
What is the correct term for a group of whales?
Columbo.
Sue.
Pod.
Pod. Tied with Rachel 200. Which character do the events of a narrative's plot revolve around and with whom the audience identifies itself?
Columbo.
Mm. Yeah.
No, it was not.
Yeah, it was.
No, it was not.
And it's the protagonist.
Don't worry about it. He's so far behind.
Okay, well.
You now have 100. What's the name of the dog on the TV show? The California Raisins.
Wiggins, Rudy.
The Jetsons.
Wiggins.
Oh, no.
What's his name?
Need an answer. 3 seconds.
Scooter.
Future dog.
Back to zero. Anyone else?
Uh-uh.
Astro.
Astro.
That's right.
I hate myself.
What two boxers fought in the famous matchup dubbed the Thriller in
Columbo.
Manila?
That is Muhammad Ali and George Foreman.
Oh. Joe Frazier.
Frazier. Uh-huh. I would have gotten it.
Giving the win to Rachel.
Wow. Yeah.
Wow, they hate you.
I know.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.